హలో ఫ్రెండ్స్, వెల్కమ్ టు యువర్ ఫేవరెట్ వేదిక్ ఆస్ట్రాలజీ ఛానల్ రామశ్రీ కాస్మిక్ జెస్చర్స్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ యువర్ హోస్ట్ భాస్కర. ఫ్రెండ్స్, ఇన్ దిస్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ ద వేదిక్ హారోస్కోప్ ఆఫ్ జానీ డెప్, ద ఫేమస్ ఫిల్మ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఇన్ హాలీవుడ్. హీ ఈజ్ అన్ యాక్టర్, ప్రొడ్యూసర్ అండ్ మ్యూజిషియన్ అండ్ హీ ఈజ్ I think recipient of multiple awards due to many great roles that he has played in great number of movies. So I am going to discuss his horoscope today. Let me quickly tell you his birth data so that if you are interested you can make his horoscope to understand my analysis, although I will be describing his horoscope in this episode also. So you can note down the planetary placements as described by me. So friends, he was born on 9th June 1963 at 8:44 a.m. in Owensboro, Kentucky, USA. My pronunciation can be wrong for the place. So the spelling of the place of birth is Owensboro. Kentucky is the state's name of the state and USA. Let me describe you his sidereal Vedic horoscope. He is Cancer rising. No planet is there in the first house in Cancer. He has Mars in Leo in the second house. Then he has Moon and Ketu in Sagittarius in the sixth house. He has retrograde Saturn placed in the seventh house in the sign Capricorn. He has Jupiter placed in the sign Pisces in the ninth house. He has Mercury, Venus and Sun placed in the sign Taurus in the 11th house. So I hope you have noted down the planetary placements. First of all, just an interesting observation. He has three elder siblings. This is so beautifully seen from his 11th house. Why I am saying 11th house? Because 11th house is the house of elder siblings. And we see that there are three planets, Mercury, Venus and Sun, placed in the 11th house in the sign Taurus. And interestingly, he has three elder siblings. So this is an interesting observation that we can make. Moon is very important planet for him, because not only Moon is representing his emotion and mind that Moon does for everyone in any horoscope, but in his case, since he is Cancer rising or Cancer ascendant, Moon is also his ascendant ruler of his Vedic horoscope. And Moon is placed in the sixth house in the sign Sagittarius and inside the Nakshatra Purva Asadha. The Nakshatra Purva Asadha is ruled by Apaha. She is a mysterious sea goddess from ancient India. Purva Asadha is ruled by Venus among planets. So he was born with Venus Dasha running in his life, because his moon is placed in the Purva Asadha Nakshatra. So wherever the natal moon is placed, the planetary ruler of that Nakshatra is the Mahadasha ruler at the time of birth, or the main period ruler at the time of birth. So he was born with Venus main period running in his life. The sub period or Antardasha running was of Jupiter when he was born, and the sub period or Pratyantardasha was of Saturn when he was born. So he was born in the main period of Venus, sub period of Jupiter and sub period of Saturn. Saturn is placed in the Dhanishta Nakshatra. So let me specify three factors here. His natal moon is placed in the Purva Asadha Nakshatra. He was running through Venus main period at birth. And the nakshatra in which Saturn is placed in his horoscope is the Dhanishtha. And Saturn was the sub period lord, ruler of the sub period running at the time of birth. So Purva Asadha, Venus and Dhanishtha nakshatra, which is Dhanishtha is the nakshatra in which Saturn is placed. All these three factors are connected to music, entertainment, art, etc. So this tells us why he got into music from early childhood, when his mom is Moon, gifted him a guitar when he was 12 year old. So it was triggered by Moon only. It is also a fact that people with Moon in Purva Asadha are often seen to struggle in their formal education. Unless, of course, if other strong factors are there in the horoscope that are supporting education, then that struggle will not be serious. But in his case, Moon is not only placed in the Purva Asadha, but Moon is also placed in the sixth house and in conjunction with Ketu. So he dropped out of his school at the age of 16 in the year 1979, when he was running through Moon main period only and Moon sub period in his Vedic horoscope. So we can see beautifully how the dasha running is indicating the events in his life. And as I said earlier, he was born with Venus main period running in his Vedic birth horoscope. Venus is placed in the sign Taurus in the 11th house in his birth horoscope. So the main period running at birth gives a big hint for the probable direction of a person's life. This is a fact. The main period running at the time of birth in any horoscope or in any person's life, if we examine that planet whose main period was running at the time of birth of a person in that person's birth horoscope, that actually gives us a big hint for the likely direction of that person's life. So he therefore was born with a strong indication for a life connected intimately to music and glamour. Why music? Because music, glamour, all these things are connected with Venus, and film industry is also connected to glamour industry only. Mass distribution, Venus is placed in the 11th house. 11th house is the house of marketing and mass distribution. So obviously, if you are producing films or if you are making films, you need to mass distribute it to earn money and then to make huge profits in life. So these are all so well indicated by the placement of Venus in the 11th house in the sign Taurus. So the Mahadasha of Venus was running at the time of his birth, and that is very beautifully indicating that how his life will evolve ultimately as he grows up into as an adult and become an adult person. And it is also a fact that Venus, when sitting in the 11th house, will also be seeing the opposite 5th house. So that again highlights the other things that will become very important for him in this life. So his 5th house is the house of creativity, personal talent and entertainment. And then Venus is also closely conjunct with the third house ruler Mercury. We know third house is the house of communication and self-expression. So we can understand why he initially tried to make a career in music only, and later on he also joined film industry as an actor, and he also started to make films also as producer. So Mercury as third house ruler in the 11th house gives him greatest skills with communication, and it also makes him very enterprising. So no wonder that he is a great actor and he is also a film producer. Very strong retrograde Saturn is placed in his own sign Capricorn in the 7th house. One positive thing attached to this placement of Saturn in the 7th house in his own sign Capricorn is that this is giving him a Raj Yoga, that means combination of status and position. So that is one part of it. But the other aspect of it is that whenever Saturn will sit in the 7th house, he will have Drishti, or he will see 9th house and 4th house. 9th house is the house of father and luck, and 4th house is the house of mother and, you know, our domestic life, our basic education and so on. So Saturn is not only 7th house ruler in his horoscope, because 7th house is Capricorn, so Saturn is 7th house ruler, but 8th house is Aquarius. So Saturn is also the 8th house ruler in his horoscope. So we see Saturn as 8th house ruler is capable of giving changes, because 8th house is the house of change and transformation. So here, this 8th house ruler Saturn is seeing the 9th house. And since Jupiter, the 9th house ruler, is sitting in the 9th house itself, so Saturn is not only seeing the 9th house, Saturn is also seeing the 9th house ruler sitting in the 9th house. So that changed his father when his mother divorced his biological father, John Depp, and married with another man named Robert Palmer. Johnny Depp has admitted that his stepfather was a good inspiration to him. Now, 8th Lord Saturn, seeing the 9th house. And in the 9th house, the 9th house ruler Jupiter is also sitting, so Saturn is also seeing the 9th Lord, or 9th house ruler Jupiter. This, you know, 8th house is the house of mystery also, so 8th house ruler is looking at both the 9th house and the 9th house ruler Jupiter is also creating some mystery about his ancestry, as Johnny Depp has claimed without any evidence that he also has some Native American ancestry. So that is disputed by many. So there is a mystery attached to his ancestry. 8th Lord Saturn seeing the 4th house made him change his homes, you know, so much in his childhood that he does not remember one place as home. So he had a very, you know, unstable, up unrooted kind of, you know, like he would not live at one place for long. That was the situation in his childhood. Now, if we add to this Saturn's effect the fact that his ascendant Lord Moon is placed in the 6th house with Ketu, then we can understand that why he has started, you know, he had a very imbalanced kind of life as a teenager or young adult. It is said that he has started smoking at the age of 12, and he lost virginity at 13. And he was using all kinds of drug by the time he was 14. And he dropped out of school also at 16. And he started doing odd jobs. So we see this Saturn looking at 9th house and 4th house, and then ascendant Lord Moon placed in the 6th house along with Ketu. You know, Ketu plus Moon often gives some kind of eccentricity, if it is there in any horoscope. And in his horoscope, Moon is also the ascendant Lord. And then Moon plus Ketu is happening in the 6th house. So he had a very imbalanced, vagabond kind of life as a teenager and also as a young adult. Rahu is sitting in the 12th house in Gemini. That may have been one of the main reasons for his struggles with addictions of alcohol or drug, and to some extent also addiction of sex. People with their ascendant Lord in the 6th house are likely to experience breakups and divorces in life. He has been in and out of few relationships and marriages in his life. Such people with ascendant Lord in the 6th house are also likely to face litigations and accusations in life. All these things in his life have gained a lot of media attention in the recent past because of the court trial that has happened between Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard. Johnny was accused by Amber for domestic violence, so Johnny Depp had filed defamation suit against Amber Heard. Interestingly, Johnny right now is running through a very favorable Mahadasha main period of Jupiter. Jupiter is 9th house ruler, placed in the 9th house. So actually Johnny Depp is running through a very good main period in his birth horoscope. And you know, 9th house is the house of luck, optimism. 9th house is also the house of judiciary, you know, law, philosophy. So, and 9th house ruler is placed in the 9th house, and that is Jupiter, and he is running through the Jupiter's Mahadasha. So we can understand that when Johnny Depp, you know, filed this defamation suit against Amber Heard, then why the public opinion was so much in favor of Johnny Depp only? Even females, you know, normally in today's world, females are more likely to have sympathy for a woman if there is a case of domestic violence. But in this case, even females had sympathy with Johnny Depp. And that might have also influenced the court case that was going on, because, you know, we should always understand that courts do not operate in vacuum. Courts are part of the society, and when the larger society forms a public opinion in favor of one party, then court obviously court judgments are also, you know, somehow one factor works to influence the court judgment also. Although I'm sure judge must have seen the evidences and what lawyers of both the parties argued, and the judges must have actually seen that there was evidences in favor of what Johnny Depp was saying, and that is why the court order also came in his favor. So all this happened because he was running through a very favorable main period in his Vedic birth horoscope. He is running through the main period of Jupiter, who is 9th house ruler and placed in the 9th house. Now we should, since this is a short episode, and you know, I just am wanting to highlight the main points in his horoscope, so I would like to see, I would like to explain to all of you that why he is so rich and famous. See, wealth, second house is the house of wealth. Sun is the ruler of the second house because he is Cancer rising, so second house will be Leo sign. Sun is the ruler of the second house and is placed in the 11th house, and from there Sun is looking at the 5th house, because 5th house is bang opposite the 11th house. Venus is the ruler of 11th house and sitting in the 11th house itself. And then Mercury, the 3rd house ruler, is also sitting there with Venus and Sun. So this powerful combination between the 2nd house ruler Sun, 3rd house ruler Mercury and 11th house ruler Venus in the 11th house, and then all these three planets also seeing the opposite 5th house, is the reason behind he becoming so rich in life through success in the entertainment world. Since this is happening in the 11th house, so he has won many awards also. Sun is also the strongest planet in his horoscope. This is a fact. And Venus is the 3rd strongest planet in his horoscope. So this Sun plus Venus combination, with Mercury also present there, with this Sun plus Venus combination forming in the 11th house, is a strong, very powerful Dhana Yoga. Because when 2nd house ruler Sun combining with 11th house ruler Venus in the 11th house And Sun being the strongest planet in the horoscope and Venus being the third strongest planet in the horoscope as per Shadbala. So it's a strong combination of wealth or dhana yoga. And so he is super rich. He has lots of money. Although he was born in a very, in a situation of adversity. So, and then, very strong Sun is also giving him great name and fame and power. He has huge number of fans. Venus in the 11th house has given him great popularity among female friend fans also. Saturn, as I said earlier, Saturn as 7th lord, 7th house ruler in the 7th house, and Saturn being the second strongest planet in his horoscope is creating a very strong Raja Yoga, which is known as Shasha Yoga. It is one of the Mahapurusha Yoga, great personality yoga. But, Saturn placed in the 7th house, when Saturn is not only the 7th house ruler but also 8th house ruler, has created complications in his marriage also. It is another story. Now the question is, what kind of man Johnny Depp is? I would say, from his horoscope, he has been through struggles in his life. He has been through addictions. He may have behaved irresponsibly in public at some point of time, because his moon plus Ketu combination in the 6th house, we can see that. So all these things may have been there in his life. He may have been aggressive, and he may have at some point of time even had some kind of police case also on him. All those things could have been there on him. But if I look at his horoscope, the fact that his moon is in the Purva Asadha Nakshatra, that is one thing. And then his 9th house ruler, Jupiter, is in the 9th house, and from there this Jupiter is looking at the 1st house and 5th house. I would say he is likely to be intrinsically a good man. He can, in anger sometimes he can be aggressive, but I don't think such a man will torture someone for a sustained period of time. So I think his wife was indeed not making the right accusation. It may have been the case that he and his wife may have had a strained relationship, and they may have had arguments with each other, and they may have had hit each other, in anger. I do not deny that possibility. But if his wife says that she was the victim only, and she did not fight back, or she also did not hit Johnny Depp, then I would not agree to it, because 7th house rulers is so strongly placed in the 7th house, Saturn. So he is likely to connect with powerful females. It is a fact. So his wife is not meek and a weak woman. I don't accept that. So I think the court judgment is correct, because with Jupiter placed in the 9th house and this Jupiter looking at 1st house and 5th house, I feel that he is intrinsically a good man. He may have problems with addiction, that is true, and he may have anger issues. Those things are true, but still intrinsically he is a good man, and he cannot have tortured his wife knowingly. I accept that fights may have been there between him and his wife, but his wife is also not as innocent as she is claiming. She may have also hit him because he has Moon and Ketu in the 6th house and Saturn in the 7th house, and Saturn is the 7th lord. So strong woman and very practical, strong woman, and not, you know, emotional kind of woman. She can be a cold-hearted woman also, I would say. So I think this way, this is my opinion based on his horoscope. So friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is a very short analysis of his horoscope, because if I start analyzing it in detail, it will go, you know, on and on forever. So friends, if you are interested in taking astrological reading from me on your Vedic horoscope, you can always write to me. Or if you want to study the fundamentals of Vedic astrology through online classes from me, because, you know, I am teaching internationally, many students are learning from me on the video classes. So if you want to learn fundamentals of Vedic astrology, or if you want to take a reading from me, you can always write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. COSMIC cosmic BOND bond 7 is the numeral @gmail.com. So friends, God bless you all. Enjoy your life. See you next time with some new episode. God bless.